Well, we here at Robinhood Radio found out some very interesting good news, actually, about the Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association. And that news is they have been recognized as a We Honor Veterans partner. Now, to talk a little bit about that and some other things, we have Melanie McGinn, who is the Hospice Director at Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association. Melanie, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Marshall, for having us. I'm pretty excited to share about the We Honor Veterans program.
What's interesting about this, in our area, we have so many veterans that are from the Vietnam War, a few mm-hmm. still from World War II, but also the other wars that we've been involved in, that a program like this needs to get, I think, more attention. First of all, let's talk about exactly what being a We Honor Veterans partner means to SVNA.
Well, SVNA is very committed to improving the compassionate care that we provide to our veterans because, as you mentioned, we really do have a very large veteran community here. And this was a program that was initiated by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization to improve access for veterans at end of life because they're one of the least recognized populations for receiving these services. So we're committed to improving access for all the veterans and training our staff so that they will be more aware of issues that are pertinent just to veterans because they have had such different experiences because of their military service that it takes a special kind of knowledge to really provide them the care that they so deserve.
Well, you know, we live in an area, and I think this is what makes the services that you provide at SVNA that is so absolutely full of not of veterans, but also senior veterans and senior citizens and people over 65, that really this expands and shows exactly how your services help out.
Yes, I think it. You know, we provide hospice care to all people, but we really want to focus in on some of these veterans yeah. because they have, you know, so many issues, and we're finding more and more people who having post-traumatic stress disorder, or as we often hear, PTSD, and it's causing a lot of challenges, I think, for these folks at end of life.
Now, was there any special training required, or is just the fact that you have incredibly well-trained people there part of why you got this honor?
The We Honor Veterans program actually offers four levels of participation, and currently we're at recruit level, so it means we've really just initiated this program. So we will be doing a lot of in-house staff training with our nurses, our volunteers, our chaplain, social work, because there's a lot of issues that we aren't experts about, and we want to become more knowledgeable so that we can provide better services for this population.
So is this something that you've been working on, or is this something that you found out about and applied for, or how did this all develop?
Well, actually, I come from another organization okay. where we had a pretty active We Honor Veterans program, and then I went to Washington, D.C. this past April for a conference there for hospice, and they had some really great presentations about how effective We Honor Veterans has been and some really touching videos about other programs throughout the country who are providing this for their veteran population. And it was so moving to me. I just really felt we had to bring it back here and get rolling with it. So we're really hoping to ramp up over the next year. We'll be reaching out to veteran organizations within our community. We already have some interest expressed by a lot of our volunteers in participating in this. So we're going to also be doing honor, what we call honor salutes to individually recognize the service that these women and men have provided.
Well, what really surprised me was the first paragraph of this release you sent us. Uh-huh. 25% of those who die every year in the U.S. are veterans.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
I mean, that's to me, that's an astounding figure. Once you start thinking about it, yeah, it's a realistic figure, but it just, that never crosses your mind.
Yeah, you don't really think about it. And then honestly, when we started talking about this, I wasn't even aware of the people who work with us who were veterans. And I think it's really important that we increase our awareness and show our gratitude for what these people have done to preserve our rights in this country.
Now, if we're talking now and introducing this, and you're introducing this to veterans and to the general public, how can the general public get involved and possibly help you out and then spread the word in this?
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. We are really hopeful to initiate what is called a veteran-to-veteran volunteer program. It's been proven to be very effective throughout the entire country. And we have a couple of veteran volunteers currently on our volunteer team. However, we would like to increase that number so that we can really expand this program. So if anybody is interested, I would ask that they call Liz Tanner Horn, who is our social worker and in charge of our volunteer program, and talk to her about the Veteran to Veteran project.
And I see on your press release that this Veteran for We Honor Veterans project also survives basically on donations, yes or no?
A lot of it is built into our staff training, and then because it's under the hospice program, a lot of the volunteer stuff purely is volunteer. So, and there's minimal cost involved in providing this program because the training is just part of something we would be doing ongoing anyway. But there are little extras that donations would be helpful for when we get going with our Honor Salute program. We have some volunteers who are going to be making some red, white, and blue lap blankets for us, and however, some of them are unable to afford the yarn and things to do that, so we would like to help them out with that.
Well, this is just another expansion in your services, I mean, that you provide. I mean, your hospice services, and anybody who's used them, and by the way, I always mention that my mother, we used them with my mother before she passed away, were truly amazing. And this was 7, 8, 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. But you really expanded your services in the hospice wing of it, I guess simply because we're just, especially in our community, in an aging portion of the country.
Absolutely. Our demographic in the northwest corner, we have the highest number of people over 90 in the state of Connecticut, which is pretty interesting. So it says a lot for the good country living here.
Yeah.
That people are living well into their 90s, but it also speaks to the need to provide more end-of-life care and help people to plan for end-of-life care. We currently do a lot of outreach programs. One of them is called Go Wish, where we take out cards to help people talk about end-of-life planning and to make it a little more lighthearted and fun. And we also do other programs such as Five Wishes, where people can actually make an advance directive. And we also now have a notary on our staff so that we can make those official for people that are interested in that. And we're also, if anybody is interested in that, I would welcome them to call, and we can always come out and meet at your community group or faith community. We're happy to go out and do those presentations.
Another thing I just want to touch on, by the way, we're speaking with Melanie McGinn of Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association, the hospice director. But, I mean, ongoing programs that we mention on a monthly basis are your wellness clinics that take place in all the towns, and mm-hmm. also the bereavement group that meets at the Kent Congregational
yes.
Church as well.
Yes, and that group has been very successful, and we're trying to expand our bereavement groups to include ones so that it's more throughout our entire service area, so people who live in Norfolk might not want to go to Kent. So we understand that, and we're working to expand our reach throughout our service territory.
All right. But once again, if you're a veteran, if you're a relative of a veteran, if you're a friend of a veteran, and you want to help out, I guess they can contact you. Once again, what's the telephone number for
yes.
people to contact?
Yes, please contact us. We really want to get this program going, and everybody's contribution is so helpful, of contribution of time. The number here is 860-435-0816, and you can ask for me, Melanie, or for Liz.
Melanie, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Marshall, for having us. This is such an important program, and I appreciate your help in getting it rolling.